This is The Work, brought to you by Capital Area Career Center, your premier choice for career and technical education, where each week we will bring you the stories of the folks putting in the work and making an impact in the lives of students in the areas of career and technical education and workforce development. Let's get to work. Welcome in, everyone. You are listening to The Work. If you're new to the show, I'm Robert Farrell, Capital Area Career Center in the Regional Office of Career and Technical Education. Appreciate you making this part of your day. If you want to get caught up on previous episodes, hey, head on over to Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Apple, or anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for The Work. You should be able to find us. If you want to get in touch with the show, email thework@caccschool.org. That's thework@caccschool.org. Well, another great week at CACC. We're coming up on spring break here real soon, and we are in the fourth quarter. Hard to believe this school year has gone this fast. So a couple of quick shout-outs. As I've mentioned on the show before, we have our monthly career presentations at some of the elementary schools here in town. This past Friday was out at Ridgely Elementary. We had Todd Bringett, the CEO of Ace Sign Company, there to present what he does and what their company does. So we are appreciative of him taking the time out of his day to meet us out at Ridgely and show the students of Ridgely what's available in his industry. Last week we talked with Michael Thomas from Express and also from the Central Illinois Customer Service Association. They had another event surrounding March Madness last Thursday. Big success. A lot of people came out for that. Again, if you are a student out there or if you're a parent of a student out there still interested in coming out to CACC for the 24-25 school year and haven't yet registered, I would recommend doing that here real soon. Many classes are full or close to full, so if this is still something you are considering, I would talk with your assistant principal or counselor here real soon. Today, as we've done over the last couple of times, we've chunked some of these podcasts out into shorter segments. Today, we're going to start our Military Connections segment. So we'll be right back with more on The Work.
Are you ready for a career? Are you ready to follow your passion? Are you ready for hands-on learning? Then CACC is ready for you. CACC provides career and technical education to high school juniors and seniors in Springfield and surrounding communities. CACC, your premier choice for career and technical education.
And we are back. As you guys know, we're always appreciative of our military partners that come out and support CACC and the students we have here. Join me in the studio right now is Sergeant Johnson from the Illinois National Guard. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Thank you for coming in today.
Of course, there's no problem at all.
And thank you for your service, and thank you for everything you've done for our CA students here recently. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Well, before we get into all that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about you? Tell us about your background.
So I'm the oldest of two kids. I got a little sister. She's 22 now. She's working on her master's degree. I've been in the military for over 6 years now. So it's one of the best things I've ever probably done in my life. I've done a lot of other jobs while I was just drilling my 1 week in a month and my 2 weeks in the summer, and it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
When did you decide that you wanted to do military?
So growing up, I had a lot of family that was in the military. My mom was in the Air National Guard. I had a couple uncles that were in the military as well whenever I was growing up. So I kind of saw them coming in and out of it growing up, and I guess it was really just at like a young age whenever I saw how much everybody appreciated them and what they were doing for our country. I guess that's when it really started for me that this was something I really wanted to do. It was like right around my 18th birthday, I said I was going to do this. And I went to the recruiter's office by myself when I was 17 and I started the process pretty much.
Nice. All right. So you said you had some other jobs during this time. So what are some of the other things you've done?
Whenever I got into, after I got back from basic training and my job school, my AIT is what it's called. I was first working at Cracker Barrel as a host. And then I left there shortly after I got back, and then I started working at Blue Cross Blue Shield, the insurance company in Springfield.
Sure.
And then after that, COVID hit. So I decided to go be a full-time student, and then I worked part-time at Shields. And then whenever I got done working at Shields, I went to school full-time, came back to Blue Cross. I've also worked at Weedman, just doing like lawn care stuff. So yeah. I've held multiple different jobs when I was just working 1 week a month and my 2 weeks out in the summer.
What was your technical school that you went to?
I went to a small arms artillery repairman technical school. So pretty much anything in the military that we have that's a weapon pretty much, I got to shoot them and I got to work on them. So it was an amazing job I got to pick.
Oh, there you go. Nice. So you've been visiting CA quite a bit lately, right?
Yeah.
So
yes,
you've done a lot of cool stuff with our students. Talk to us about that. I know you've had, you know, some of them you've already done, some of them you've had scheduled. You've done been culinary and things like that. So tell us some of the things you've done with our students recently.
So recently we did a culinary class with the culinary arts called MRE, or it's kind of like an MRE class. It's called Cooks in Camo. What we do is we split the classes up into teams. All the teams had two MREs, and they pretty much had to make something gourmet out of it. I heard mixed reviews on some of the food that they made, but overall, I think the students had a really fun time with it. The principal and then the dean of students were able to try some of the food, as well as my first sergeant and my team leader. My higher ups actually came in and wanted to see what it was all about too.
So kind of chopped, right? So you almost got like a basket of goods. You know, you got your MRE and you got to make something out of it type of thing.
Pretty much. They had full access to the pantry. So there were people doing the most craziest things I've never could have done whenever I was out in the field eating those.
Sure. So what other classes have you visited recently?
Recently, I've also done a combat lifesaver course, or kind of like a trauma first aid course, with the EMS class here. They absolutely loved it. We had a medic come in that is part of our special forces team that we have here in the state of Illinois. And he gave them pretty much a rundown of all the, like, the trauma first aids and pretty much what you would need to do, including a couple of students actually got the chance to have a airway put in their nose. If their airway was blocked in their esophagus, but they absolutely loved doing stuff like that.
Oh, I bet they did. Yeah. They do some really cool stuff down there. So imagine they were all in on the activities you had for them. So then you got a couple more planned coming up here sometime soon, right?
Yeah.
Fire science or something, maybe another one.
Yeah. We got a fire science one coming up. Cause a lot of people, what I'm seeing is that they're not aware of the Army National Guard actually having firefighting as one of our jobs. So we want to make the students here that are doing fire science that want to go be firemen or firewomen, they have the ability to do that in the National Guard. And I hope it's going to really take some interest in some of the students. We've also have a automotive class coming up to possibly getting a vehicle in so the students can get their hands on a Humvee.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Something big and something that they never really worked on before. So we're really hoping we can get that done for them as well.
That'd be a crowd pleaser right there.
Oh, it definitely
bring
would.
One of them in. Absolutely. So you talked a little bit about jobs available in the Guard. So you know, there's a lot. I mean, there's tons of different opportunities, but let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the, you know, the industries we serve out here at CA, some of the skill sets that they have. What are some of the jobs available the students at CACC might be interested out there?
So, of course, we have combat medics, so that'll be good with the EMS students. We do have military police, which we've been in also in the law enforcement class multiple times throughout this year already. They've seemed to love everything that we've been giving them regarding some of the way that we do stuff as simple law enforcement would, or just basic soldier skills as well. We also do have the mechanics course as well. We have diesel mechanics. We have light-wheeled vehicle mechanics. We also have a lot of building trades too. So we have carpentry and masonry is a big one. We also have plumbing. We have HVAC. We have electrical. So a lot of your hands-on stuff that you guys are doing here, that's all going to correlate to something that you would possibly want to do in the military.
Awesome. No, we appreciate all the time you've spent with our students and showing them all those different opportunities. Talk to us a little bit like the weekend drills. What do you guys do on the weekend drills?
So it's actually good that you actually brought that up, because this past weekend we actually just had drill. What I actually do is I teach something called Red Phase, which is your first ever drill. I pretty much teach you the basics of being a soldier in the United States Army, pretty much how to talk, walk, act like a soldier, understanding the ranks and the Army song and our soldier's creed that we live by pretty much every day. And then the other phase is the white phase, which is Your drills leading up to you leaving, and then green phase, which is for our soldiers who are currently finishing up their senior year that have already went to basic training.
Mm-hmm.
What they actually did was they actually did like map reading and land navigation. So pretty much how to find a point on a map, getting their pace counts for it, and using a compass to pretty much say, okay, I need to go this way to go find this point on a map.
Very cool. So before we went on the air, you were talking a little bit about map reading. You do that some of that at some of the other schools, right?
Yeah,
you do some classes with them. So tell us about that.
A lot of people really don't think, well, I'm not going to really use map reading a lot. And I was one of those kids too. Whenever I was in basic training, I was like, well, I'm learning how to read a topographical map, which pretty much shows you all the lines and everything about hills and valleys. And I was like, I'm never going to use this. Well, now that I hunt on public ground and I'm looking at maps, I have to actually understand the map layout and where these deer are going to be. So it's something that I thought I'd never use again that now it's helping me out in my every year pretty much hunting.
That's awesome. What other high schools do you work with? Do you go out to?
So I go out to SHG, Calvary and Lutheran in Springfield. And then I also have Chatham, Glenwood, Auburn, Pawnee, North Mac, Waverly, and Franklin.
All schools that come out here.
All schools that come out here, yes, sir.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the process. So, you know, one of our CACC students or a student that doesn't go to CA but goes to one of the other high schools, they think this might be for them. What do? They might reach out to you, and then what happens?
So pretty much it's a pretty simple process, believe it or not. So they get in contact with me or I get in contact with them, whichever comes first. And then we just ask them a couple questions, just make sure they're all good to go. And then if they're all good, then the first step is just coming into the office. I want to get to learn more about you. I want you to learn more about me. And then pretty much I give them a job application pretty much. It's a little bit in depth, more than a job application anywhere else right now for a high school student. And then the next step is getting them in to take a PICAT is what it's called. It's kind of like a shortened version of the ASVAB, which is the test that they would have to take at MEPS.
Sure.
And then based on those scores, they're able to choose whatever job that they want in the military based on the scores. And it could be within a week and a half or 2 weeks that you're swearing in at MEPS, our military entrance processing station.
A pretty quick process,
though. It is a pretty quick process, yes.
Awesome. What are some of the benefits involved being in the guard?
So I know with high school students, they're kind of not really thinking about it, but we do give out really, really cheap health insurance. That is really, really beneficial. I've seen now how beneficial it is to me, having a kid and not having to pay a single dime for his doctor visits or mine. And then for everybody that is wanting to go to school, whether it be a trade school or they just want to go to a 2-year college or 4-year college in the state of Illinois, we actually do pay 100% of that college tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not having to pull out any student loans or anything like that.
Well, those are two massive, massive benefits.
Yep. And then to top it off too, I know a lot of kids, and I was the same way, that I would have been happy and I would have been doing better in school if I was getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will actually pay soldiers $466 a month just to be in school. And that's for a full-time student, but there is other rates if you were wanting to do part-time. But this also does apply to online school. I've used it for online school, both at Lincoln Land and over at ISU, and is where I went. And I just want people to know that even if in-person school isn't for you, you can still use the benefits for online schooling as well.
Absolutely. Is that something, I thought I talked to somebody about this, like if somebody had already gone to school and racked up a little student loan debt, is there any benefit where it pays off some of the student loan debt when you enlist?
So yes, actually, it is again based off going to be the test scores for your ASVAB. If you do score high enough for that, then you are eligible for student loan repayments. So even if you have a little debt or if you have a mound of it, we're going to help you out one way or another with that.
That's awesome. Really good opportunities.
It is. So, very much so.
Any other benefits that might appeal to the students out here at CACC?
So regarding the benefits as well, there is also a program called Helmets to Hard Hats. The program we've actually had for a while now, but it's really starting to pick up now, is a lot of your union students. I know a lot of students are wanting to go in the unions nowadays. So if it doesn't matter what job that you have in the military, I always tell kids if they want to go into a union, pick a labor job like a masonry and carpentry, and then do that in the military and then go do something else regarding the union. So what this does is whenever you're done with your job school and your basic training, you're going to sit down with your recruiter. We're going to fill out an application for you for a program called Helmets to Hard Hats. And what this is actually going to do is it's actually going to send out all your information to unions, not just in the state of Illinois, but throughout the whole country. And it's going to put you at top of the order of merit list. So you may be able to get that job over somebody that has a couple more years experience mm-hmm. than you.
Oh, that's a huge benefit.
It is, very much so.
And I'm certainly students in our yeah. school would be absolutely be interested in that. Very cool.
And this also correlates with the college benefits as well. So if they mm-hmm. have to do some type of schooling with it, schooling's covered 100%. And when you're on your apprenticeship as well, or if you have, again, some other schooling to go with it, you're still going to get that $466 a month. So mm-hmm. you're already making a lot more money than a lot of other people would be during their apprenticeship.
Now, does that, for their apprenticeship, does that take any time off their apprenticeship, or does it just move them up the list, essentially?
Depending on what job that you got and what certificate you got through your job training, mm-hmm. it could take some time off. And then if you chose to get one job in the military and then went and wanted to do a union job for that's a job that you didn't get in the military, it would put you at top of that order of merit list.
Awesome. Love it. Well, we certainly appreciate all the time you've spent with our CACC students. Any other cool stories that you want to tell about life in the military?
So a really cool story that I had, or actually had a couple. My first year and a half in the military. So after I got done with my basic and my job school, and I get to my unit and I'm like really new, they're like, "Hey, your annual training, which is usually your 2 weeks in the summer." They're like, "You want to go to Germany for it?" I was like, "Hey, yeah, why not? I'm 18. And I was like, I've never been out of the country other than like Mexico whenever I was a kid. Uh-huh. So I was like, let's do it. Ended up going to Germany and spending about a month there. And I had the weekends off. It was so amazing to be able to actually see Germany other than reading it in textbooks or just like watching videos on YouTube. And then we were actually on a Allied Forces base as well. So I got to hang out with Israelis and Italians and German soldiers. It was super cool to be able to experience that all at 18. And that's something that nobody's really going to ever be able to take away from me.
Oh, yeah. No, that broadens your horizons in a hurry, right?
It definitely did, yes. It also got me a lot closer with my fellow peers and my superiors too, because I was still new to the unit. So it was a great time for me to actually be able to hang out and get to know more about them, and they got to know more about me.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about your role right now?
It's just seeing the transformation of a person. Whenever they get those like they're jittery about basic training, they're like a little bit nervous about it. And then seeing them actually come back from their basic training and their job school and seeing pretty much like a 180 degree turn and like how a lot of them were to like how they walk pretty much. Like they mm-hmm. walk like they're 5 feet taller than what they were before they left.
Sure.
And they've put on muscle or they've lost weight and toned up. I mean, that's really the big thing that I really love to see.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about basic. I've talked to a lot of our military's partners about it, but what can students expect if they go down to basic?
Students can expect that it is going to be physical. So even if you have trouble with physical fitness or anything like that, they are there to help you. That's what I want a lot of people to see, because a lot of people are scared that I'm not going to be able to do push-ups or something like that. They know not a lot of people are going to be able to do push-ups, so they're not going to be able to come in and pass a PT test and get a 600, which is the max score. So they are going to be aware of that, and that everybody's going through the same thing you are too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always going to have people to the left and to the right of you that are going to be there to help you out the whole 10-week process pretty much.
So what are some things we can do in the education space if students come to us and say they're thinking about military? What are some ways we can help them maybe prepare for the interview with you guys or prepare for the ASVAB? Or is there anything we can do to help prepare them for those things?
So if there is something related to the ASVAB, it's pretty much all on Google, to be honest with you.
Right.
You can look up ASVAB practice and it's all on there, and it'll go over pretty much every single question that's on the ASVAB, and it'll, even if you're not understanding how the question was answered, it'll tell you exactly how to get to that point. And if there's questions that you're wanting to ask that you may think you can find them online. You can pretty much find everything online, including videos of the 10 weeks of basic training. It'll break it down week by week, exactly what you're going to do and what to expect every week.
Okay, cool. I think I want to compete in that MRE competition next time you guys come out and do it. I'm going to be a part of that next time.
Hey, the teacher really loved it. She was like, how's every semester sound? And I was like, that sounds good for me.
So. Right. So if you had one piece of advice for either CACC students or just students in general thinking about getting into the military, or just a piece of career advice in general, what would that be?
For just in general, I would honestly have to say it would just be follow your heart. Follow what you want to do. Again, I've had multiple jobs since I've turned 16, and I thought the job was right at the time, and I was, you know, afraid of leaving that job, but I was like, I'm just going to go do what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Dollar signs, I guess, kind of do play a role in it. But overall, I wanted to do something that made me happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned you worked at Shields. How long did you work at Shields?
I worked at Shields for about a year total.
Okay.
And I worked upstairs. So I worked hunting clothing. I worked fishing. I worked hunting. I worked archery. So pretty much all the fun stuff that you see upstairs.
Absolutely.
That's what I worked with.
Yeah, no, we've partnered with Shields for a long time. They've always come out to our career fairs. Shout out to Alec and Stephanie out there. They've always been big supporters of what we do, and have always come out to all of our career fairs and everything. So we appreciate their support over the years.
Yep.
So where can students, or anybody for that matter, get a hold of you and your group if they want to get some more information?
So if you want to get more contact information from me personally, then you can just call 217-494-8485. Or if you live somewhere else and you're listening, you can easily find a recruiter on the contact a recruiter page for the Illinois Army National Guard. All you do is just type in your zip code, and it'll give you who the recruiter is, what their phone number is, and what their email is, as well as the office location.
Awesome. Well, Sergeant Johnson, thank you for all your time with our students, and thank you to your entire group over there. You guys have been out here over the years many times, so thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon, and thank you for your service.
Of course, sir. Thank you very much again.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with more on the work.
Are you ready for a career? Are you ready to follow your passion? Are you ready for hands-on learning? Then CACC is ready for you. CACC provides career and technical education to high school juniors and seniors in Springfield and surrounding communities. CACC, your premier choice for career and technical education.
Well, thank you for joining us today, everybody. Appreciate you making us part of your day. Don't get caught up on previous episodes. Hey, head on over to Amazon, iHeart, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for The Work. Should be able to find us. If you want to get in touch with the show, email thework@caccschool.org. That's thework@caccschool.org. Hey, one other announcement. We've got a career fair coming up here in April. If you're a business out there looking for employees or have opportunities for our students, reach out to the show here. I'll get you in touch with the right people to see if that would be a good event for you. Thank you to Sergeant Johnson for spending some time with us today. I got word that Joan Gonzalez, former CACC student, might be stopping by later this week. We'll see if we can get him on the show and see what he's doing up at Rivian right now. So we're going to be back at it until then. But in the meantime, we're going to keep putting in that work. That's all I got for today. See you next time on The Work.